Yepa, amigos, aquí en directo de Jacasri.
Tonight, for Radio Global, the Jacasserie podcast, we are here at La Machine du Moulin Rouge for a special night for the Block Festival, which actually happens in the UK, but there is, well, one special night here in Paris. I'm really pleased to welcome Matt Cutler, better known under the name of Lone. Hello.
Hello.
How is it going?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Very well.
Okay then, so tonight you're going to be playing with a few guys, Joe Robinson and some more. Tonight, I just wanted to, first of all, to have a little check about what you've been doing, all the releases and stuff. So could you give us a little reminder about the different releases and what you've been doing so far?
Yeah, I've had maybe two full albums I've put out since 2008, and I did a mini album which came out on my own label at the end of last year, and since then I've just been basically touring, just playing as many gigs as possible, like tonight and Block Festival. So yeah, that's pretty much it, I guess, really.
Okay then, I've listened to the different albums and stuff. And I could get the fact that in the beginning it was quite let's say quite sort of hip hop rhythms,
Then
it moved quite to some different style, faster and faster.
Yeah, yeah.
So could you tell us a bit about how it's been done?
It's basically just I want to try as many different things as possible. So it's always my intention to not stick to one particular style of music. I always want to change and make whatever I'm interested in, basically. I mean, I see myself as making music for a very long time, so I want to. This is just the next phase, basically. I figured I kind of want to ease people in gently with slow hip hop music, and then the next thing is house or techno, and then I'm going to change again. The album I'm working on now is pretty different again, So it's going to be, yeah, I'm going to change all over the place, but hopefully you can tell it's me all the time. But
absolutely,
yeah.
That's the thing. We can tell there is a sort of the same sound, the same sort of synth sound that comes up all the time.
That might be there forever, I guess. That's my kind of thing. But within that, I can apply that to as many different styles of music as possible, I hope. And so it doesn't get boring for people that are into it, and it doesn't get boring for me making it at home as well. So
okay then, good stuff. Yeah, of the interview, we're talking about where you live and stuff. So you live in Manchester just now?
Yeah, I live in Manchester now. I've been there for about 6 months.
Okay then. What made you move to Manchester?
My girlfriend basically was studying in Manchester, but we knew each other from Nottingham, where we're both from originally. And when she finished studying, we decided both to get a place together in Manchester. And it's really good there. It's really cool.
Okay then, and I know it's been pretty short, like 6 months, but have you been feeling like, being influenced by the music from Manchester? I'm talking about now and also the old stuff.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of music from Manchester inspired me when I was younger, kind of acid house, a lot of like good acid house music and stuff, and there's definitely an amazing scene for it there, sort of 808 State and stuff like that. But I'm inspired by stuff there now. I've got a group of friends who run a night called Hoya Hoya. I'm a resident there. And basically three of us who are producers, me, Crystal Clear, and a guy called Ilum Sphere who runs the night. And it's really cool to know those guys because they're always working on stuff, and yeah, I get inspired by going out with those guys and stuff like that, definitely.
Okay then. In Manchester, for example, there was a guy called Gerald.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Have you been like? Is there anything from him that you particularly enjoyed, or have you been following the stuff?
Not any, not particularly new stuff, no, I mean just the really early stuff, I guess. I've not seen him around in Manchester, but I don't know if he's still there, but yeah, that's, yeah, a guy called Gerald's obviously a big one when you're talking about Manchester, definitely.
Okay then, so well, recently I've listened to one of your recent mixes. It was one for Xoyo, which sounded like sort of techno and ravey as well. Is that the kind of stuff that you that you play still these days?
Yeah, I mean that that mix was basically a lot of stuff. A lot of those tracks that were in that mix were basically the first sort of tracks that I got into. The first music that I liked when I was young that got me into music was a lot of the rave stuff from the UK, and a lot of Detroit techno and Chicago house and stuff. That's like it's just a starting point, really. Like a lot of the rave stuff from like 1991, 1992. Yeah, that's like the first music that inspired me to get into music in the first place, and that's what I'm kind of going back to in my own music now. It's just retracing that kind of stuff, I guess.
Okay then. So you're getting back to the old stuff.
Totally. Going back to my roots, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. Is there any these days? Is there any like particular artists or records that you would advise that you particularly enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get to check that much stuff because I'm so busy working on my own. It seems like there's so much good music out there coming out all the time, and I get a bit left behind. I have to rely on my friends to show me good music. But my favorite producer is probably Hudson Mohawk. He blew me away when he came out, and still waiting for his next record. But yeah, I mean, there's so many, but yeah, Hudson Mohawk stands out for me, I think.
Okay then, great. Can you tell us a bit more about, if you can, about this, the stuff you made with him for his next album?
Oh no, I've not made anything with him.
Oh, okay, so I just misunderstood.
Sorry, yeah. No, he just stands out as an artist that I really like. I'm a big fan of his music, basically. But okay. I've not made anything. I'd like to. I'd love to, but I don't think he'd be up for it.
Okay then. And yourself, what are your plans?
Well, I just signed to R&S Records, and I've got an EP coming out at the start of April, and I'm working on the next album, which I'm hoping to get finished and out this year. And yeah, I'm just touring a lot at the moment, and hopefully I'll find time to finish the album that can come out this year, but if not, it'll be next year. But the EP's out next month. So.
Okay then.
Yeah.
So, it looks like you're like really productive in terms of releases. There was like, I can't remember the name of it, but the last album, but also two EPs last year.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Even the album before was, it wasn't that far.
The year before, definitely. Yeah, I am when I get chance, but I think at the moment I'm a bit worried that I can't finish my album this year because of all the gigs. I mean, when I'm not playing gigs, I'm at home and I do write so much music, but with all these gigs, it's not as much time to do it anymore, so it might take a bit, from now on it might take a bit longer to get it all finished. But I like to get it done really quick, just so it's fresh for me as well, mm-hmm. as the listener kind of thing, but yeah.
Alright then, and you were talking about Hudson Mohawk. Is there any other artist from that scene in Glasgow that you like?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of know a lot of them, only from going to playing gigs and meeting them there and stuff. But yeah, all of them are really cool. I mean, Rusty and the Blessings. I know Claire Fifi. She's a DJ pop Lucky Me crew from Glasgow. That whole scene is really cool, definitely.
Okay. Have you played there?
I played there probably about 4 years ago, and I was supposed to play there last month, but I had to cancel it because I was ill. But I'm playing, I think it's rescheduled for June, so I'll be going there in June, I think.
Okay, and what kind of party is it? Is there any link with the Numbers crew
not
and
numbers,
stuff?
No, not played that yet. Hopefully that will happen though. I'd love to play Numbers, definitely, because they're doing some really cool stuff.
Okay. Last question, what kind of stuff are you going to play tonight here?
A lot of new material that I've done, and some stuff that's been released. And maybe I'll chuck in a few tunes by other people that I'm into that might work with my tracks. So maybe some Detroit techno might find its way into the set. But I often leave that up to, at the time, I can improvise maybe throw in some other music, but yeah, mainly my tracks, old and new, but mainly new.
Okay then, and what kind of set is it gonna be? I mean, what are you gonna use? Is it gonna be vinyls or some other ways?
Software and MIDI controller. Mm-hmm. It's real simple, really, like live setup. But yeah, it'd be good, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of it. Okay then, well, thank you very much for this interview.
Yeah.
And well, we're gonna be enjoying the stuff just now then.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Speak soon, then.
Yeah, definitely. Cheers. Thanks.